Good morning. This morning, I'm going to share with you one of my imperfections. Sometimes I am a slow listener. I am confident I am not the only person you know that has this condition, but I will let you decide that. Another who shared this condition was our first dog, Rusty. He was a magnificent boxer who weighed in at 95 pounds of solid muscle. He was red with perfect white and black markings. People used to stop me on the street to talk about him. Most of the time, he complied with any verbal commands, unless it was raining. Rusty slept in the house at night. First thing in the morning, I would greet this bouncing force of energy and take him to the back door to let him out so he could chase away any monsters who had appeared overnight and take care of his morning business. He would be at the door ready to dash out as soon as I opened it. If, however, it happened to be raining when I opened the door, he would sit on his back haunches and try to look like he was not there. I would say, "Rusty, go outside." He would look down at the floor and sit. This would be repeated a few times, with me becoming more insistent for the moment. Finally, he would turn his head and look for that other dog behind him that I must be talking to. That move always made me laugh. Rusty saw the situation, heard what I wanted, understood that if he did what I wanted, he would get wet. He did not like to get wet. Very smart dog and a good, slow listener. Eventually, he would go out into the rain when he absolutely physically had to, but he was going to be sure it was necessary before he did. About 10 years ago, I began to think I was getting a call from God to serve him in some way. I was new at this sort of thing and did not really know how to work with these vague notions. If it seemed the job was something I might like or made me feel important, I was all on board. But as I began to understand, I was being called to write a blank check to God with absolutely no upfront understandings or job descriptions. I began to sit down and look for that other person behind me that must be the one that God was calling. As the song said, "No, no, no, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe." I figure I'm relatively normal. I like my comfort zone. I'm not particularly excited about being laughed at. Just imagine if Noah had neighbors. What would you think they were saying before it started to rain? What if I jumped in and signed up and then did not make it? By this time, I was beginning to feel a bit like Jonah. This knock-knock feeling from God was just not going away. Finally, I made a bargain with God. I told him that I would begin the discernment process because I felt he wanted me to enter the ordained ministry. I was not at all sure why he might want me, but I decided to let that go. I promised God I would give this my very best shot. I would go flat out and try to be the very best. I would work hard to honor him, and I would keep after it no matter what, until and unless he stopped the process. I even repeated that part. "God, you will have to fail me some way yourself, because I will not quit." As time went on, it became more and more a public journey. I had to stop concerning myself with embarrassment if I failed and just trust God. I found I had to learn more about how I worked, as well as more about how God communicated with me. Sometimes I found myself in very strange places. If you had asked me 10 years ago if I would be going to prisons and working with people convicted of very serious crimes, I would have said, no, not me. But these are the people that Jesus worked with. When he went out and went up and down the streets over and over again in the Bible, these are the people that are recorded there. And in this work, I have discovered what God wanted me to learn. The commonality of all of us. How their needs are our needs, but they're just a little more urgent. How they have pasts and histories that have affected their life. And I've discovered the same thing in myself. So in reaching out to these in these ministries, I have truly discovered that when you go out and work like this, that I have received as much as I have given. And I truly feel that I go out into the world so that we can be Christ to each other. I did not ever dream I would be preaching from a pulpit anywhere. I can share with you that I, on my own, could not do what I have done. There are still days that I am amazed I got through some of the things I have done on this journey to serve God. I can certainly assure you that my life began to get better and much more joyous along the way. When I was in my second year at the Iona School of Ministry, we were encouraged to look for a place we might want to serve, either in our internship or after we were ordained. I had several in mind, but suddenly there was a nudge that said, I think there is another one. So I searched on the internet to see if there was another Episcopal church in the area. That is the way I found Ascension. It was a nudge from God from the very beginning. I visited on a Sunday morning and met Todd and some of you for the first time. Later, I met with Todd to discuss whether we thought I might be fit for this church in some way. We thought about me doing my senior field work here, but that arrangement was changed somewhere in administration for reasons we did not know. This was a great thing, actually, because I would not have been assigned to serve here if I had done my field work here. This particular church, all of you, have given me a wonderful place to learn, encourage, and serve. You have been supportive and patient. Todd has been a gentle teacher, sometimes sneaking up on me, and when I want to try out something, often saying, sure, why don't you try that? Serving the Lord is a privilege for me. There are several times in my life when God has literally saved my life or one of my close family's life, even to the point of it being the first recorded time it ever happened. God has been there for me every time I called upon him. He has always had the best answer to my needs. Sometimes the road he sets is hard. Sometimes I have to go out into the rain, even if I do not personally benefit. But I have never felt anything but joy after doing the Lord's work. When we serve the Lord, we acknowledge he is the Lord of creation, the King, the Creator, the Almighty. The rest of us are a team of equals who are to work for God while loving each other. I find when I do this, when I work with you and you and you, that I like you. I like to laugh with you. My heart is moved when one of you hurts in some way. I want to make it better for you. These days, I'm trying to be a fast listener when God calls. It is easier for me to trust that all will be very well, for he and I have some solid experiences together. I am confident that when I am called, God has a plan that will benefit his creation. And I know, no matter how it looks to me, that I will have his support and the tools I will need to get the job done. All I have to do is listen for his call. And when he opens the back door and says, go, to charge out, ready to do the job, even if it is raining. Amen.